Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode. Hey guys, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I am so glad that you are joining us from wherever it is that you're watching us or you're viewing us. Perhaps you are watching us from YouTube. So glad that you are tuning in. I've got a great message that I want to share with the body of Christ today. You know, there are so many benefits to serving God. God is a rewarder, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, of them that diligently seek him. So when you seek him, he rewards. You know, he's a good dad. The Bible says if your father on earth knows how to give good gifts to his children, how much more will the heavenly father give good gifts to them that love him? So when you read throughout the scriptures, God is an if-then kind of God. If you serve him, if you obey him, then he will do blessings. He will give you the blessing. He will, pour out so much abundance that you don't have room enough to receive. So I want to come to you today out of Psalm chapter 37, and I'm going to read the scripture. So follow along. If you're driving, just listen to the scripture, or perhaps, you know, you've got your Bible right in front of you taking notes. I want you to read with me Psalm chapter 37, because we're going to read the whole scripture and the whole verse and the whole chapter, because I want you to see how God rewards us and the blessings that come and what kind of blessings, like what is God going to do if I do certain things? And so we have to understand that God is not going to reward our disobedience. God is not going to reward our stubbornness. God is not going to reward our ungodliness. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So Psalm chapter 37 says the following. Read along with me. It says, do not worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither, dry, shrivel. Verse 3, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything that you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. 7, it says, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Do not worry about evil people who prosper or even fret about their wicked schemes. That word fret means to be visibly worried, anxious, to gnaw at something because the wicked are prospering. And it says, don't worry about that, God says in verse 7. Verse 8, stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Do not lose your temper. It only leads to harm. It says in verse 9, for the wicked will be destroyed. For those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. Soon the wicked will disappear. Though you look for them, they will be gone. The lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. The wicked plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. But the Lord just laughs. I love that scripture. But the Lord just laughs. For he sees their day of judgment coming. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. But their swords will stab their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich. 17, the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. 18, day by day the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have more than enough. But the wicked will die. The Lord's enemies are like flowers in a field. They will disappear like smoke. The wicked borrow and never repay. But the godly are generous givers. Those the Lord blesses will possess the land. But those he curses will die. The Lord directs the steps of the godly, and he delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, it says they will not fall. For the Lord holds them by his hand. Once I was young, and now I am old. Yet I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children begging for bread. The godly always give generous loans to others, and their children are always going to be a blessing. Turn from evil and do good, and you will live in the land forever. For the Lord loves justice, and he will never abandon the godly. He will keep them safe forever. But the children of the wicked will die. The godly will possess the land and will live there forever. The godly offer good counsel, They teach right from wrong. They have made God's law their own, so they will never slip from his path. The wicked wait in ambush for the godly, looking for an excuse to kill them. But the Lord will not let the wicked succeed or let the godly be condemned when they are put on trial. Put your hope in the Lord. Travel steadily along his path. He will honor you by giving you the land, and you will see the wicked destroyed. I have seen wicked and wickedness and ruthless people flourishing like a tree in its native soil. But when I looked again, they were gone. The psalmist says, though I search for them, I could not find them. 37. It says, look at those who are honest and good, for a wonderful future awaits those who love peace. But the rebellious will be destroyed. They have no future. The Lord rescues the godly. He is their fortress in times of trouble. The Lord helps them, rescuing them from the wicked. He saves them, and they find shelter in him. It's one of my favorite psalms because it talks about, and he makes a comparison between the godly and the ungodly. He makes a comparison between the obedient and the disobedient. He makes a comparison between the rebellious and those that walk in the path of righteousness. He makes a distinction between a person that loves God that is godly and a person that doesn't love God and is ungodly. And he makes several points, if you will, and he gives so many promises to the godly. See, God is a God of he's a God that rewards. He's a God that gives good gifts. It is a pleasure to God to bless you. He's a good dad. And oftentimes when we live on the earth, we have earthly parents that perhaps, you know, we didn't have a pleasant experience for whatever reason. Maybe our earthly father was hurting himself. And oftentimes we don't see God like that. We see God maybe judgmental, or we see God like he's up there, you know, with a stick ready to judge us. But that's quite false. The God that we serve is a good, gracious father. And he loves it. It is a pleasure. It brings pleasure to the heart of the Lord to bring rewards and blessings to his children. He likes rewarding us. He wants to pour out his blessing. He doesn't want to see you hurt. He doesn't want to see you sad, depressed, discouraged, walking in lack and not attaining the promises of God. That is not the God that we serve. He's a loving father. He wants to release his blessings over his children. But he makes it very clear. He's an if-then kind of God. If you do this, then this will happen. You know, there are always consequences. The Bible says that we reap what we sow. A man will reap good things if he sows good things, but he will reap bad things if he sows bad things. The Bible is very clear. It makes reference to how we will receive and attain the blessings of God. It's very black and white. It's not gray. God tells us exactly how he's going to bless us and how he's going to bring about that blessing. So there are so many blessings. Psalm 37 makes reference to a certain kind of people that I'd like to point out. It says that the ones that take delight, these are the ones that are going to receive the following blessings that I'm about to give you. The ones that take delight in the Lord, the ones that find pleasure in being with God. He says in Psalm 37, it is for those that trust in God, not the ones that doubt him, but the ones that trust God. The blessings are going to fall upon those that do good. That's what Psalm 37 says. It's for those that do good, for those that commit everything to God, not the ones that say, here, God, you can have this portion and you can have this part of my life, but not this. No, it's for the ones that commit everything to God. It's for the ones that take delight in him, and it's for the ones that trust him. It's for the ones that like to live in his presence, the ones that seek his presence, the ones that love his presence, the ones that don't lose their temper, the Bible says. It's for the lowly, in other words, for the humble. The Bible says he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And so he's making reference to a type of people that are lowly, which is humble, to the godly, not to the ungodly, not to the ones that want and desire perhaps to do wickedness or evil, or they plan wickedness in their heart. No, he's making reference to people that are godly. He says to those, the ones that don't fret, the ones that don't fret, the ones that are not anxious, visibly worried about why are all the wicked people prospering and look at how I'm struggling. He's saying, no, you have to trust God, that God is faithful, and the Bible says he's faithful to his promises. He said to all those people, to the kind of people that are godly, he said, I'm going to do the following. And he says, they are going to prosper. So prosperity comes to those that don't fret. Prosperity comes to those that commit everything to the Lord. See, you're guaranteed prosperity to you that trusts him, to you that takes delight in his presence, to you that commits your ways to him, to you that is a godly example. You know, maybe you say, or somebody watching me or listening to me may say, well, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. That's right. But our goal every day and our aim should be to have godly character. Yes, you may miss the mark, but our aim should always be to have godliness in our hearts, to, you know, always persevere in his word and look at his word as a mirror, and to be able to say, well, if that's not godly, then I do away with that in my life. Well, he's saying, I'm going to make all these godly people, all the ones that don't fret, the ones that trust me, I'm going to make sure that they prosper. And then he says in Psalm 37, I'm going to make sure that they're living in safety. That means that when you are up under attack, you will always be in safety. That means that when you go through a hardship, a difficulty, you are going to be safe. God is going to make sure that you are safe from every scheme, every strategy of the enemy. He assures you, based out of Psalm 37, that he's going to give you your heart's desires. So the desires that lie in your heart, even those prayers that maybe haven't been spoken, unspoken prayers, he said, I've seen the desires of your heart. But because you don't fret, because you commit everything to me, because you love me, because you're godly, because you trust me, I'm going to see to it that your desires get answered. And then he says in Psalm 37, I'm going to make sure that you get the help that you need. He says that he's a help to us. He will. And then it says, you will possess the land. Perhaps it's not a physical possession of a physical land, or perhaps it is, but he's talking about the promised land, that the promises of God are yes and amen, and you are going to attain them. And then he promises you peace. He said, you are going to be people that have peace. You're going to have prosperity. You're going to receive your inheritance. Listen, I don't care what Jezebelic spirit has tried to steal your inheritance. I don't care what you have been through. To the godly, nothing can take your inheritance. You know, the Bible says that man can make their plans, but the Lord is the one that's going to determine them at the end. So it doesn't matter what you walk through, been through, what the enemy has, you know, orchestrated against you, you have an inheritance. And when you live a godly life and you commit your way to the Lord, God promises you that you are going to receive your inheritance. Then he says, you will receive honor. See, honor comes from the Lord. It does not come from man. Favor and honor come from the Lord. He said, I promise you, I'm going to bring honor to you. He will take care of you, the Bible says in verse 17 of chapter 37 in the book of Psalms. He said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make sure that you are taken care of. I'm going to make sure that, and then he goes on to say, your children are going to be taken care of and your children are going to be a blessing. That is your portion. That is your inheritance, that your children, even the ones that you have not had yet, God says to the godly, to those that commit their ways, to those that do not lose their temper, to those that do not fret. Listen, that ought to be enough for you to say, that thing that is in front of me that gets me angry, that ought to be enough for you to say, it's not worth it. Let it go. Shake it off. It's not worth it. Whoever makes you angry, all of those promises ought to be enough for you to be able to say, it's not worth it. That button isn't going to be pressed in my life anymore. I am not going to be moved, because see, nobody can make us angry. We chose to be angry. And God says to those that don't fret, to those that do not get upset easily, to those that don't look at the wicked and go, well, why are they prospering and why am I having a hardship? Well, maybe it's part of your process. I don't know. But to the ones that commit their way to the Lord, the ones that say, God, I want to be a godly person. Show me through your word. Let me mirror that, because I want to be a godly example. He says, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of your future. I'm going to take care of your present. I'm going to take care of your finances. I'm going to take care of every area in your life. And your children are going to be a blessing. And then he says, you're going to have a wonderful future. Listen, your future's set. I mean, that ought to be enough for you to go, I want to serve God and I want to live godly life. Your future is going to be wonderful. That's what it says. You are guaranteed a wonderful future. Doesn't matter what desert you're walking out right now. It doesn't matter what has or has not happened in your life. You are guaranteed a wonderful future. And then he says, you will not be disgraced in hard times. Look what it says in verse 19. Even in the famine, you will have more than enough. Listen, when you are godly and there is a famine in the land, there is famine. In other words, there are all kinds of famines. There are famines in marriages, famines in families. And, you know, there's a lack of something, a lack of love, a lack of encouragement. Whatever famine that you go through, he guarantees that you will not be disgraced in a hard time. No matter what the enemy's trying to do to try to cause shame over your life or try to bring disgrace over your life, the godly ones will never be ashamed and never be or go through shame. The Bible says he gives you double for all your shame. And then he's guaranteeing you will not going to be disgraced in the hard times. He promises you because you're godly, because you don't fret, because you are always looking at God and saying, God, I commit everything to you because I trust you, God. I trust you with my present and I trust you with my future. He said, I promise you that even in the famine, even when you think that you have lack, you will not have lack. You will have more than enough. Verse 19, go and read it. You're going to have more than enough. People are going to ask you. I mean, it happened. If you look at the Bible, it happened to Jacob. The Bible says that he prospered and that he even lived in a desert at one time. And the people in the city came to him and they said, how is it that you are prospering? Can you tell us the secret to your prosperity? And Jacob prospered because God was with him. Even in the famine, even in the desert, I don't care what you're walking right now, you are guaranteed that you are going to have more than enough. And then it says that the Lord will bless and will cause you to possess your land. And then it says, you will never be abandoned. It says the godly will never, ever, ever be abandoned. Think about that. You will never be abandoned. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. God is always going to be with you. He's going to be your fortress. He's going to be your shelter. He's going to be your safe haven. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to abandon you. Just like he was with Job, he's going to be with you. No matter what you've lost, no matter what the last seasons brought in your life, he will never leave you. And then it says, of the godly, of those that don't fret, of those whom you love God and commit their ways to God, it says they will always offer good counsel. Look, the Bible speaks of people who give good counsel. They are refreshing. They're refreshing. They're like a fountain that refreshes you. After you get done with the godly and they give you good godly advice, see, those are the voices that we need in our lives, because it says to the godly, they will be great counselors. They will be great counselors. And then it says they teach right from wrong and they don't slip from the path. In other words, there are two paths. There's a narrow path and there is a wide path. And God says to the godly, they are never going to slip from the path. And when they do slip, God's going to be right there. The Bible says that his hand will reach down and pull you back up. And then it says you will have a wonderful future and a future awaits you. A wonderful future awaits you. It says those who love peace. Do you love peace? Peace, those who love peace, it says a wonderful future awaits you. Not the ones that love fighting, not the ones that cause arguments, not the ones that cause rift, not the ones that are worried, not the ones that are fretting, going, oh my gosh, what is going to happen to me tomorrow? Am I going to make it? Is God going to answer? No, he says to those that do not fret, to those that trust in the Lord with all of their heart, you trust him with all of your mind, you just have a certainty. He says to those that love peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Not only peace with other people, but even peace within yourself, where you have a blessed assurance on the inside of you that you just know that you can go to bed at night. Go to bed at night. Rest in peace. God's got you. It says they are going to have a wonderful future. And then it says he will always rescue the godly. So the godly ones are always rescued. No matter what cistern the enemy tries to throw you in, no matter what scheme, no matter what arrows, it doesn't matter what weapons the enemy's trying to use against you. It says the godly ones will always be rescued. Look at the life of Joseph. His life was rescued. Why? Because he was godly, because he sought after God, because when he faced temptation, he ran and he fled. Why was Joseph's future wonderful? Because God had a plan for his life and he stayed godly. He didn't fall into temptation. He didn't slip over, you know, in the path of unrighteousness, but rather he stayed in the path of righteousness. And then it says, lastly, that he is their fortress in times of trouble. He's a fortress in times of trouble. Think about that. When God is your fortress in times of trouble, it is a safe haven. It is a protection. You are covered. He's your shelter. You can run there. He's your fortress. When you think of a fortress, you're safe there from the hands of the enemy, from the schemes of the enemy, from the strategies of your enemy. He is your fortress. You can run there. And the Bible says that you are safe in times of trouble. You will always have a way out. You will always have a place to run to. Those are the benefits of the godly. Those are the benefits to those that do not fret. Those are the benefits, the Bible says, to those that take delight in God. What does it mean to take delight in God? It means that, you know, when I go into my prayer closet, this is the best way I can explain it. When I go into my prayer closet, I love spending time with God. I love being in his presence. I take delight in it. It feels so good. I don't want to leave that place. I love talking to him. I love his affection towards me. I love when he pours his love on me. I love when I feel him. I love when I feel him and I feel so possessed by him, if you will. And I'm taking delight in that. You know, it's not a delight in a physical thing. It's a delight in spending time with your God. He said, those are guaranteed all of these blessings. And then he said, those that delight in the Lord, it says he will reward them that take delight. Think about that. I thought, wow, what an incredible God we serve. That because I take delight in him, he's going to reward me. It's like, I can't fathom that in my mind. I tell him all the time, I'm really going to enjoy heaven. I love being in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to really enjoy heaven. I love to be in the atmosphere of that presence where I know that he's in the room. Well, those who commit their ways to God, who commit everything to the Lord. That means every area of your life, you're committing to him. Psalm chapter 37, to those that commit everything, not halfway, not part of you, but you commit everything to them. Those are all the benefits that are going to come upon your life. We are guaranteed prosperity. We're guaranteed protection. Those are the benefits. He's going to help you. You don't have to fret. You can go to bed at night with peace, knowing that God's got you, knowing that God's got your future. And then he's guaranteeing that he not only is he going to take care of you, but you have a powerful and incredible and wonderful future. Listen, whatever walk you are walking right now, whatever season that you're in right now, I want to encourage you, pick up the Bible, read Psalm chapter 37. That scripture is a now scripture right now for everybody. You need to pick up that scripture and you need to go, God, these are the benefits of everything that he's going to do because I don't lose my temper, because I'm humble to the lowly, he says, not to the arrogant, not to the pride. That ought to be enough, guys. That ought to be enough for us to say no more pride. That ought to be enough for us to say, let me surrender every area of my life. That ought to be enough for us to say, you know, let me live in let me seek in the presence of God. Let me seek the presence of God. You know, that ought to be enough for us to go, you know, God, I have not delighted in you. I've delighted in buying stuff. I've delighted in, you know, going to a movie. I've delighted in all the natural things, you know, that yes, they're enjoyment, they're entertainment, but they're not going to bring you the results that the spirit of life, the Bible says the spirit gives life. The flesh gives, you know, birth to death, but the spirit gives life. And so I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you feel like you're in a frenzy. Maybe you feel like you have been anxious, or you're confused as far as like, why do the godly prosper? And you know, that's not fair. And why? That's so unjust. Well, God is a God of just. He's a just God. Rather, he's a God of justice. And so, you know, you don't have to be anxious for nothing. And so when you live your life this way, godly, the lowly, again, you don't fret. Again, you don't lose your temper. You know, you just leave it to God, where you just let go of the anger. Matter of fact, this is what I feel. Some of you get angry for things. This is what I feel to say. Some of you get angry for the silliest things. And the enemy knows what button to push in your life. He knows what person to use to get you upset. You know, we say, oh, I'm not upset. You know, yeah, you are. You know, it was a button that Satan knows exactly where to push. But see, a sign that you've overcome something is that when he tries to push that button again, or that person tries to do that same thing because they know that they're getting on your nerves, and it doesn't get on your nerves anymore, it's like, you know that you're moving on to maturity. You know that that stuff doesn't bother you anymore. That's a sign that you are maturing. Well, God tells me in Psalm chapter 37, don't fret. Don't lose your temper. Because there's so many blessings that come from that. Maybe you're a married couple and you're watching me and you're going, hey, you know, my husband gets on my nerves, or my wife gets on my nerves, or, you know, my children get on my nerves. Hey, this ought to be enough to just go, you know, that's not worth it. I choose my fight well. I choose not to fight that. Sometimes most fights are really silly, and you fight over really silly things, and then you go, why was that an issue? That was really silly. And so, yes, there is a godly anger. You know, you get angry at the things that, you know, maybe the kingdom of darkness, you know, has done. There's a godly anger. But I'm talking about losing your temper. The Bible says when you get angry, because we are, people are people, humans are humans, we are humans and we make mistakes. But, you know, it says do not go to bed in your anger. Do not sin in your anger, and don't go to bed angry. Why? Because there are so many blessings to you not getting angry. Let go of that stuff. You know, learn how to shake things off quickly. Learn how to get over stuff really quickly. And that takes humility. So I want to encourage everybody today, read Psalm chapter 37. Go through each and every one of them. I've given you every single benefit of living in a lifestyle of godliness, of righteousness, of seeking God in everything, committing your ways to Him. And He's going to make sure that all your plans succeed. I love you guys. And I'm going to challenge each and every one of you today that everything that makes you angry, that thing make you angry no more. That everything that perhaps you have not committed to the Lord, that now's the day you're going to choose to commit every area of your life. That area that causes you to lose your temper, you're not going to lose your temper. That the area that causes you to move towards pride, that you're going to come to a lowly place and say, God, I'm sorry, I choose humility. Any area that's not godly, that today you're choosing righteousness and you're choosing godliness. In the name of Jesus, I pray over each and every one of you, and I declare that this word is like a double-edged sword, and it's penetrating your heart, it's penetrating your spirit, and you're going to come out better after reading that word. In the name of Jesus, I declare it over you that you are a peaceful man, a peaceful woman. You love peace. You seek peace. You pursue peace. And because of that, God is giving you the desires of your heart. I bless you guys. I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit the little bell, and you will get all our uploads. I've got the Spirit of Leviathan book out. It's also on DVD for those of you that still like to watch DVDs. We've got and made that available. You can actually make comments underneath, and we'll make sure we, you know, get it to you guys. And you can actually go into my www.ignitemovement.org, and you can find all information there as well. I love you guys, and until next time, I bless you guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.